This is Press Play on 89.9 KCRW. I'm Madeline Brand. It's peak artichoke season, and the farmers markets have plenty of them. But if you're not able to make it over and get some fresh ones, or maybe you have a jar of artichokes collecting dust in your pantry, Evan Kleiman is here with some ideas. She's the host of KCRW's Good Food, and she's back now for our weekly food segment to talk about frozen and marinated artichokes. Hello.
Hello.
Well, I, as are you, I'm a huge fan of the fresh artichoke. I love them.
I'm very excited.
I mean, they're not an attractive vegetable, but that doesn't matter.
No, I mean, I love them, but, you know, I know what to do with them, and I don't mind what's involved to deal with them. I think, you know, having them steamed in the traditional way where you, you know, scrape the meaty part off the leaves after you dip it into one of your favorite things. I'm partial these days to Kewpie mayonnaise. I mean, having two whole artichokes for myself is like dinner for me this time of year.
Oh, so good. So how do you prep them?
I do them one of two ways. I mean, if I'm going to eat them like I just described, all you need to do is trim off the stem. I usually cut down from the top about, you know, just to get rid of the super spiky parts. Maybe I'm cutting off 1.5 to 2 inches, and then I'll steam them. Often I use my Instapot. I've discovered that it cooks the fiber in the artichoke, which has a lot of fiber, so thoroughly that more of it is available to actually eat. But then I also will prepare them in the Italian or Mediterranean style, which is to get rid of all the parts that you end up throwing away before you cook them. So you're snapping off the spiny ends of the artichoke. You're trimming it way down farther than you would for steaming it. You're trimming it around the base and you're digging out the choke. So that is a lot of work, but I'm used to it. I love it. And then I'll just braise them or maybe fry them in the Roman Jewish style. Or, I mean, there's so many things you can do with the artichokes once you have them prepped like that.
Okay, so that's the fresh artichokes, but you're here to talk about the not so fresh artichokes and what you can do with them. So let's say you have artichoke hearts in a jar. What do you do?
Yeah, you know, it really struck me this year. You know, you see artichokes everywhere, and they're everywhere on Instagram because they're just so bizarrely photogenic. But there are a lot of people who just don't want to deal with it, but might want to enjoy that very unique flavor of artichoke. And, you know, there's a reason we jar and freeze things. It makes them so convenient. So the ones in the jar usually come either in water, which I don't really love because it adds nothing to the party, or in oil, sometimes just oil alone, and then sometimes with Italian-ish, usually additives, like maybe some red wine vinegar, a little bit of herbs. And there's so much you can do with them, so much. I mean, you can add them to a you know, a chopped salad that might have salami and garbanzo beans and cheese in it. Adding artichoke hearts to that is great. You can add it to a weeknight pizza you're throwing together, put it on top. I like to tuck them underneath the cheese so they don't get really... what I really love to potentially is use them in a tuna sandwich.
Ooh. Just as is, or do you chop them up and put them in the tuna?
Well, first you start by, I take tuna packed in water and I mix it up with a really good olive oil, a generous amount, some chopped parsley, a generous amount of lemon juice. I mix that all up. And then I take whatever bread I'm using. Usually it's too bready for me, so I might scoop out the bottom so that I can nestle all that tuna into it. I put the tuna in, and then I just take the artichoke hearts out of the jar, and as I'm placing them atop the tuna, I kind of break them up with my fingers.
That sounds so delicious. And I have to say, I just discovered at Trader Joe's they have those single serve packets of artichokes.
I haven't seen that. What do you mean? Describe that a little more.
Well, it's not a jar, it's like a packet that you rip open, and inside are the artichokes, and it's enough for just basically one serving.
Yeah, I actually the artichokes I use to make the sandwich that people can look at on the website. I took a picture of my sandwich after I made it. I were Trader Joe's, but it was the grilled marinated in the jar. And I made enough tuna that tonight actually I'm gonna use it in pasta. I'm gonna just take the tuna. I'm gonna take more artichoke hearts, a lot of Parmesan cheese, and I'm gonna just toss it with pasta.
Oh my gosh. I'm already salivating. That sounds so good. What about frozen artichoke hearts? Are those any good?
I really love frozen artichoke hearts, and I have to say Trader Joe's has really good ones because the way they're frozen, they're in a bag, and so they're not in frozen in a block. They're individually quick frozen. So if you don't want to use the whole bag, you can just, take out what you need and close the bag up. But what I love about frozen artichoke hearts is they come uncooked and with no flavor adding to it. So basically all the prep is done for you, and then you can just cook them how you want to cook them. You can toss them with olive oil, salt, and whatever other seasonings you want, pop them in your air fryer, and then they make really great snacks. They get all nice and crispy. I mean, you can do so much with them. You can saute them in that spring saute that we've talked about probably a million times already, where with a little bit of leeks, asparagus, everything's springy, and just saute it with basil, mint, salt, and pepper. And that mixture you can then use in lasagna, on pasta, on top of bruschetta with maybe some goat cheese. But you might want to try a recipe from Dan Pashman's new book. Called Anything's Possible. It's he's
Okay, just as an aside, I know Dan. That is such a Dan title.
totally Mr. Pun. I interviewed him for Good Food, and what a fun interview.
He's the best.
Yeah, he is the best. It's so his recipe is cavatelli with roasted artichokes and preserved lemon. I love the addition of preserved lemon, and so he's shared the recipe with us. So I'm going to have it on the website. And of course, they're perfect to use in that classic baked dish that a lot of people have, baked chicken and artichokes.
Yum. Okay, those links, recipe links, will be online at kcrw.com. And remember, when you go online, to RSVP for KCRW's Good Food Pie Fest at kcrw.com/pie. Pie Fest is April 28th this year, so do not miss out on that. Evan Kleinman, the Pie Queen herself, hosts KCRW's Good Food, which you can listen to Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock. And Evan, what's on your show this week?
Well, gearing up for pie, I'm interviewing a ton of bakers about different granular aspects of pie. So pie judge and cooking instructor Clemence de Lutz elaborates on mastering one of the new categories, the berry pie, in the pie contest. And then if you're heading out to Coachella this month, LA Times restaurant critic Bill Addison might prompt a detour with his review of La Copine in Yucca Valley, a lovely place.
It is a lovely place. I really like that place. All right. Evan Kleinman, thank you. You are a lovely person. So thank
As
you.
are you, Madeline.
Thanks. Evan Kleinman again, host of KCRW's Good Food. Check out everything at kcrw.com. And that does it for this week on Press Play. Our producers are Brian Hardzinski, Angie Perrin, Bennett Purser, and Zeke Reed. Ted Robbins line edited the show this week. Amy Ta is our digital editor. Sarah Sweeney is our managing producer. And our technical director is the ever Super Mario Saavedra. Come back right here tomorrow for KCRW's Left, Right, and Center. They'll talk about the Arizona Supreme Court upholding that Civil War era abortion ban this week and how it affects politics. That's Left, Right, and Center tomorrow at noon and 7, right here on 89.9 KCRW. I'm Madeline Brand. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend. I'll see you on Monday.